Your news for this morning. Siobhan Barton is reporting in the Register-Star. Philmont Village board members Monday, December 8th, introduced a petition bearing 200 signatures calling for Village Justice Russ Emargion to vacate his position. "We don't feel that he is enforcing the law," Trustee Barbara Sagal told the paper. "We're not too pleased with him," Mayor Clarence Skip Speed said. "The village board, police department, the sheriff, the DA, everybody wants him out. At issue is Emargion's decision to release, prior to trial, two Philmont residents with drug charges pending against them. The following day, the same two people were arrested and charged in Albany in a separate matter." Speed said he is prepared to offer the judge $5,000, a full year's salary, to resign. Emargion was elected justice in 2013. Trustees are discussing whether to abolish the Philmont court or hold another election. If Emargion is removed, in the event the Philmont court is eliminated, its functions would most likely be subsumed by the Claverack Town Court, the mayor said. Read the full story in the Register-Star. Audrey Matot is reporting in the Daily Mail. Jeff Baldwin was elected to the Cairo Hose Company Board of Commissioners Tuesday, December 9th. He will replace Patricia Saro, whose five-year term expires December 31st. Baldwin received 71 votes, while write-in candidate Greta Metzler received 59 votes. Metzler's nominating petition was tossed out last week after the commissioners decided that because some signatures were listed with post office box addresses rather than street addresses, she had failed to produce the requisite number of valid signatures. As a result, Metzler's name did not appear on the ballot. Baldwin declined to comment following the election. Metzler expressed gratitude to her supporters and wished Baldwin a successful term. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. After being criticized on weather and climate issues lately, Governor Andrew Cuomo released a long press release December 9th detailing the state's response to the current nor'easter. With 8 to 10 more inches of snow forecast before a winter storm warning ends at 7 a.m. Thursday, December 11th, Cuomo released 1,000 words detailing the New York State Thruway Authority has 345 large and medium-sized snowplows, 555 snowplow operators, and 116,000 tons of salt deployed across New York State for storm response and recovery efforts. The Thruway is deploying 12 heavy plows from the lower Hudson Valley. About 600 customers statewide lost power by the afternoon of Tuesday, December 9th, and 110 additional line crews are standing by in central Hudson service territory. The New York State Public Service Commission is extending its call center helpline hours on Wednesday, December 10th, from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. at 1-800-342-3377. The governor is urging motorists to stay home if possible, but to check online for travel information. Scott Waldman reports in Capital, New York, that the State Public Service Commission once again delayed making a decision on the proposed merger of Comcast and Time Warner, releasing an agenda for a December 11th meeting without the vote. But since Thursday's meeting is the last of the year, it may be approved as if the commissioner declines to vote on the merger by December 31st. It could automatically take effect, the story says. Critics of the merger have said it may create a monopoly that will drive cable and internet prices higher. It is the second time the PSC has delayed a decision on the matter, and it could still vote on the merger by the end of the year if it calls a special session or issues a one commissioner order. Thursday's meeting will be webcast live. Read the full story in Capital, New York. And your weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the Mid-Hudson Valley, Central and Southern Taconics, Southern Berkshires, and northwestern Connecticut for Wednesday, December 10th. Periods of a wintry mix Wednesday morning will eventually change over to a light snow in the afternoon and evening. Today, rain and snow, becoming all snow after 3 p.m., high near 35. Chance of precipitation is 90%. Wednesday night, snow, low around 27. Chance of precipitation is 80%. Your forecast for the next 3 days. Thursday, a chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., then mixing with rain and then back to snow after 4 p.m. Cloudy, high near 37. Thursday night, a slight chance of snow showers. Cloudy, low around 19. Friday, a slight chance of snow showers. Mostly cloudy, high near 36. Friday night, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, low around 28. Saturday, partly sunny, high near 39. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, low around 28. Sunrise today was at 7:13 a.m. Sunset today is at 4:23 p.m. The length of your day. The length of your day is 9 hours and 9 minutes. And your public meetings. Today is the second Wednesday of the month. WGXC does suggest calling ahead to confirm time and location. All numbers are in the 518 area code unless otherwise noted. Athens Village Board meeting 6:30 p.m. at the Athens Community Center, 2 First Street, Athens, 945-1551. Catskill Zoning Board of Appeals, 6 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street, Catskill, 943-2141. Claremont Planning Board meeting at Town Hall, 7 p.m. at 1795 Route 9, Claremont. That's 537-6868. Columbia County Budget Workshop, 6:15 p.m. Board of Supervisors meeting, 7:30 p.m. at 401 State Street, Hudson, 828-1527. Copake Hamlet Revitalization Task Force, 7 p.m. Environmental Committee meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road, Copake, 329-1234. Germantown Board of Education meeting, 6:30 p.m. in the Elementary Music Room, Germantown School, 123 Main Street, Germantown, 537-6281. Ghent Planning Board Application Meeting and Zoning Board of Appeals Meeting, 7 p.m., both at Town Hall, 2306 State Route 66, Ghent, 392-4644. Hudson Planning Board Meeting, 6 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street, Hudson, 828-1030. Jewett Town Board Meeting, 7 p.m. at the Municipal Building, 3547 County Route 23C. That's 263-4626. Kinderhook Towns 9 and 9H Corridor Committee Meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 4 Church Street, Niverville, 784-2233. Kinderhook Village Board Meeting and Budget Hearing, 7 p.m. at 6 Chatham Street, Kinderhook, 758-9882.